Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Good morning.
All that I am,
all that I need,
all that I've been,
all that I need. It's a blessing, it's so amazing.
I am grateful for it all.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive host, Emma E2K. Good morning. Blessed is the day when you open your eyes and you're able to have an opportunity to make wrong things right. Peace be with you. God bless you. To all my listening audience, those that are listening live and those that will tune in later, I'm sending lots and lots of positive energy your way in hopes that you're able to receive it and then send it forward to, you know, the entire universe, because that's, we can do that. We have that power to receive great energy and to, you know, send it forward. So God bless you, all those that are listening, all those that are tuned in. It's just, you know, it's just a blessed day and a blessed morning. I want to start, there's a couple of things that I need to announce, as I will be out there in New York City this Friday, and I'm going to do several things out there this weekend. On Friday, I'm having a birthday celebration. So I'm asking everybody to come out, everybody in New York City to come out to Club Escape on Friday, which is March 4th at 1841 Hobart Avenue, H-O-B-A-R-T Avenue, that's Bronx, New York, 10461. We're going to be there from 10 to 3 in the morning. This restaurant is actually open prior to that, but the event is from 10 to 3 a.m. So, you know, I always seize the moment to be able to bless others. So we're collecting donations. The list of donations is basic stuff that people would need, as far as like toothbrushes and toothpastes, hairbrushes, body washes, mouthwash, deodorant, etc. But what I'm asking this time around is for an event that's going to go down from the GNM Project at the end of March. And they're actually going to a shelter for just men. I know I do a lot of things for the women and the children, but we cannot forget the men. So in the Pursuit of Happiness 2016, the GNM Project is collecting men's suits and ties and socks and men button-down shirts and anything that will assist a man to be able to go look for a job or to go on an interview. All the clothes, please, if they're not new, they need to be at least very gently used. You know, we want them to go out there with good representation. So that day I am collecting. So if you can come down March 4th, whether it be to celebrate with me or to meet me for the first time or to just bring a donation, I would appreciate it. The entrance is free, but all donations, monetary or otherwise, are accepted, and that would go to several of the organizations, the GNN Project being one of them. We also have Hungs for Hope. We also have Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. So that's going on. That's going on Friday. And then Saturday is Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. So let me give you some information about that. Yeah, it's a full weekend I'm going to have out there in New York City. So March 5th, which is Saturday, Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen is Volume 9, Universal Love. I am a community sponsor. I feel honored and privileged to be able to attend this year physically. Last year, I wasn't able to do so, but I've been rocking with Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen, I believe, since their second or fourth, one of them. So Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen is about universal love this year. And it's called Saturday, March 5th, 2016. I host Soul Center for Arts and Culture, which is the Whole Souls College. at 450 Grand Concourse at 149th Street. It's in the main theater. And the doors open from 2 to 5 p.m. It's a free event. It's another free event. This event is free, and it's open to all ages. It's something that you definitely, definitely do not want to miss. I kid you not. So universal love, right? We all need it, you know? And this is how we show love. Come down with your family, and let's have that spiritual connection, you know? Let's be able to embrace one another. Universal love is an expression of total harmony. Everything is in harmony with everything else. Nothing is excluded. Your will is in harmony with your compassion. Your compassion is in harmony with your joy. Your joy is in harmony with your anger. Your anger is in harmony with your body. Your body is in harmony with your ego. Your ego is in harmony with other people. There is no conflict anywhere. Everything fits and functions as togetherness, as a oneness. That oneness is you. So this is the message out for Saturday. And it's going to be a blessing to many. Please come out. I'll be out there as well. Check me out. Don't miss this powerful, powerful, weekend as we're out there spreading universal love, trying to fix the frequency. You know, it's a great moment for me because I myself am on spiritual journey. So in my spiritual journey, I've been looking for a church home, which I found this Sunday. So I'm very blessed. I'm going through certain personal things. I'm spiritually finding my growth and myself, and it's a wonderful thing, you know. It's all with self-love, and I want to be the love that I want to receive. So it's a daily, we need to work on it. I want to share that I've been visiting different churches maybe within the last 5 years and really haven't found a home or felt comfortable anywhere. As those that know me personally knows, I have certain issues with church. But as a spiritual person, as a person that's been had a calling to pursue and go further in my spiritual quest, I needed to find a church home. And thank the Lord, I put it out there to the universe, and the universe provided that for me. So my new home is Crossover Church in Tampa, Florida. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed by finding a church home. So personal journey. And every day I struggle, and every day, there's different obstacles that get in my way. But every day I'm committed. Every day I am committed to fight the good fight, to be able to be here one more day and be blessed by it. Shout out to all those that are listening to me through all the social medias. Make sure you follow us, lushradioonline.com. Make sure you follow emmae2k.com. We're Googleable. Somos Googleable. You can go into Google and type in Lush Radio Online. Type in emmae2k. Type in E2K Worldwide LLC. Type in e2kmagazine.com. Follow us. We'll follow you. And be inspired, man. Today, motivate somebody. This is what the show is about. It's to get you to be motivated and to motivate you to motivate others. Stay blessed. I'm going to the music, but I'll be right back.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times. Tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done, but when I
if I multiply to
Good morning. Great morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive host, Emma E. Another blessed Monday. Double blessing on Monday for me. Actually, it's like a triple blessing because yesterday, Sunday, was a double blessing in finding my new church home. I'm so excited about that. The spiritual journey that I'm on is just taking me and awakening me to certain things that my eyes were closed about. But I'm blessed, man. I'm just blessed to be here and blessed to be able to spread that blessing, you know, forward. Shout out to all those that hit me on the inbox, that share their stories with me, that trust me enough to, you know, welcome me into their world, into their lives, and trust that what they say to me, you know, will be kept confidential. This is the vow that I give out. So, you know, I'm just blessed. I'm blessed to be in the position that people, you know, come to me with certain situations that I'm able to help out one way or another. So shout out to all those that I've been reaching out to this past maybe month and, you know, and speaking to them about the journey that I'm on. You know, the devil is a liar, and he's always going to throw different things to be able to try to, you know, switch your mindset. But it all starts with a thought, man, with your thought. So make sure that your thoughts are pure and positive, and make sure that your thoughts are aligned with how you live in your life. You know, that's very important. I'm going to go into my phone lines to see who's on with me. If you don't want to speak and I go into your phone lines and I open it, do not hang up. I don't want you to miss, you know, a good word, a blessing, or hear a testimony, and, you know, and I want you to be able to be blessed by tuning in today. If you don't want to speak, just stay quiet, and I'll continue to keep you on hold, and you continue to listen. But if you do, that is your time to be able to, you know, share, say good morning, or, you know, whatever. It's great. So 718, good morning, y'all, with ME2K, peace, 718-624. Okay, cool, on hold. 917-773, good morning, y'all, with ME2K, peace.
Good morning, sis.
Good morning, who's this?
Good morning, this is Leslie from the Bronx, how are you?
Blessed. I'm blessed to hear you, sis. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. God bless.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm blessed this morning. I'm thanking God for everything he's doing. The journey has been great.
Yes. What happens is with people, when people go into their, like, journey, whether it be spiritual or otherwise, you know, it always has to get worse before it gets better. Can you agree with me on that?
I agree with you, sis, absolutely. And even sometimes when it gets better for us, the devil always trying to throw one or two little monkey wrenches in the middle. And that's when we notice that God was just preparing us for everything else as well.
That's true. Awesome, God. He does prepare us, you know. If we stop and listen and pay attention, he sends messages through other people. You know, we start reading more the Word and identifying ourselves with what's happening actually with, you know, with events today. You know, it talks about from years ago. So, I mean, I don't want to get too in the spirit, you know, but, you know, yes, man, that's what it is. And people need to start opening their eyes and awake to what's going on, because there's a lot going on.
Absolutely. Thank you, sis.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. I'm going to keep you on hold. You're going to stay hanging out with the show. Okay. I got you on hold, sis. I'm going to go to my other call, 347-387. Good morning, y'all. Where am I today?
Good morning, Mommy.
Good morning, Queen. How are you?
All right. I was in the basement. I was trying to listen to you and keep cutting off. Thank God you're coming now in the car. How's everything?
Oh. Everything is blessed, man. Everything is blessed. I mean, there's no need to complain. And who wants to hear it anyway?
That's true. That is absolutely true.
Right? Just got to give it to God and not deal with it. I don't want to deal with it.
And listen, that's what I did right now with this. Well, as you saw on Facebook, I hit a big bump on my road for this pursuit of happiness. But something has to give.
Something will give.
Something has to give because there's no way. I don't understand New York City. I really don't. I mean, that is a lot of money to pay just to do a good deed.
Yes.
It's crazy.
I've come across a lot of those situations, which is why the events that I used to do in New York City were so minimal, and I really wanted to do more, but all this, you know, all that other stuff, you know, tends to get in the way. But that's just the devil, and you got to find other ways, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of ways.
I have to. You see, I was thinking of a school. There's a school nearby. The people in the shelter, they will give me, they will put the guys on the bus. They will provide the transportation for them to go to the school, which is like 8 blocks away. But another bump in the road, because you need to speak to the director. You have to ask for the director for the Board of Ed. And they have to allow it, and so on and so on. There's no parks in the area, and even if there was, I needed another 31 days to do it. The shelter is allowing me to do it in there, but this is where I need your thinking cap with me. They allow me to do it in there. However, the press, the counselor, and other politicians that are joining me on this particular project are not allowing signs. Because of confidentiality policy.
Right.
So,
okay, they can be allowed half an hour before the actual event occurring.
Well, I was thinking like maybe like a press conference outside place.
You can do that too. Yeah, you can do that too. That can be done as well. But, you know, this is what it is, you know.
But
and
the point
I,
is that they want to, you know, because of election, I'm sorry. Because of election, they want to be inside.
Yeah, listen, that has a lot to do with it. But I'm going to speak from experience, from a person that's been doing events in the Bronx for more than 20 years and always hitting the bump in the road, because at the end of the day, they don't really care. I'm sorry, but
it is true.
Really, you know, what they want is their face in the pictures. What they want is a recognition of things that they're really not doing. It's disgusting, but it's true.
Yep.
You know? It's sad.
That's why I never used a politician before. Never.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's happening. That's why, if you know, E2K never had a politician either. In the E2K events, because we're about the people. And when you're about the people, you know, the politics just don't kick in, you know? And I don't like to do the politics, because the politics is not about the people, and we are about the people. So sometimes we have to go through a couple of hurdles, but we will get things done, you know what I mean? Eventually, the people are the ones that speak, are the ones that elect, you know what I mean? So
I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, it's a touchy subject, and it's frustrating because you want to do so much more, but you're limited to the things you can do, which is, you know, I love New York, man. I'm a New Yorker, you know, born and raised in the Bronx, but a lot of people from there always wonder, oh, why when people move on, they don't come back, and they don't, you know, they don't get back, and they don't do things Well, now you know the answer. It's not necessarily they don't want to come back. It's not that they don't want to do things. But politics gets in the way and doesn't allow certain people that do want to come back to the hood and do things in the hood. They don't allow that. There's an agenda. You know what I mean? So, anyway, not even going to go further with that.
But I can't wait. I can't wait to see you on Friday.
Yes.
I really, really want to thank you. I want to thank you and thank you and thank you once again for allowing me to have the suits to, you know, to because you're collecting a lot of other things. But I want to say thank you for allowing me to have people bringing suits and stuff like that for this pursuit of happiness. I can't wait to see you Saturday for Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. Which my partner, La Nena, she's going to have to go. She's going to have to start without me. If you could help out, please, I would appreciate it because I'm going to be actually in collaboration with Con Edison doing another project, which is the Habitat for Humanity of Westchester. I'm going to be helping building houses, painting houses for homeless in Westchester County.
You know, we step in to help each other. Earlier, you know, at the beginning of the show, for those that are listening live and those who listen later, I gave all the information about what's going to happen Friday. I gave all the information and the address to Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. But, you know, everything is Googleable. You can go to Google and type in all that, and all the information will come out. If you're following me, go to ma2k.com. All the information is up there, e2kmagazine.com, lushradioline.com. You know, I'm going to be blasting it all this week in the Instagram, everywhere. Everywhere you're following me, I'm Emma E2K all across the board. And we're going to be this weekend full force. Universal love is, you know, is what we're trying to spread. Universal love, you know.
Amen.
Keep that positive vibration, man. And trying to do as good and as best as you can because... Let me tell you something. The devil don't sleep or slumber. So we have to stop, you know, stop taking so many naps. People are napping, and people need to get up and wake up and rise and grind and understand their surroundings and what's going on and what they, you know, what they can do to make a difference. So
yes, absolutely. The joy is in the giving.
Yes. Always. That's, you know, that's my famous line. The blessing is in the giving.
That's why I said it. Because you're always saying it. That's why exactly
you know, I did that.
My thing is that we have hands to give, not just to receive.
Amen. Definitely. So I'm going to put you on hold because I know you're working and you have to do your thing, and I appreciate you. I love you so much. You're always taking out the time, even through to work, to tune in. I'm going to play some music for you. Stay hanging out with me, and I definitely will see you Friday. I'll see you this weekend.
Yes. All right. See you later.
Okay, sis. You take care, and you stay blessed, and be careful out there, man.
I will. Don't kill me with the songs now.
All right. I try not to.
Yo, Emma, it's me, Mala, Mala Rain, checking in with my girl, my sis, Emma E2K, on Motivational Mondays. Make sure y'all keep it locked, and look out for my new video sermon. It's out now on the site, scholarvmg.com. Show your love, and get inspired, dig, bad girls.
Somebody play on the guitar strings, makes me think of my favorite song. Reminds me when I heard Aretha sing, saddest demon in Chicago.
Early Monday morning, and I've been wanting to make a Monday morning video for a long time, and finally D-Rock, we're doing it. So real quick, this is just a rant, very simple, and something that I want you to pass on or watch every Monday morning, because the level of complaining is unacceptable. Look, what if I told you this was the last Monday morning of your life? What if I told you you die this week? Would you complain about your crap job or that test you don't want to take? I doubt it. You would go much higher level thinking. Well, that's really what it takes. It takes understanding that if you're not pumped right now, if you're begrudging what you're about to do, if you're not looking forward to it, look, I respect practicality. You got to go through school because your parents want to. You got to pay your rent. You got student loans. I get it. But please recognize the world we're living in. We're living in a world where there's so much more opportunity. This internet thing created way more opportunity for all of us. Way more. I mean, look, you might not even be alive. Like, your mom and dad could have had sex, like, 3 minutes later, and you wouldn't even exist, and you're complaining. You could have ended up being a bus, a tree. I just don't get the mentality of being head down sad on a Monday morning. I'm going to make Monday morning my bitch. I'm going to make you Saturday Monday morning. That's what I want to do every morning, and that's what I want from you. Please, take a step back and think about how awesome it actually is. And then recognize that you can attack the world in a totally different way because you were lucky enough to be born during this era. Fuck you, Monday.
Everybody's coming to the table. That's one thing that I can be optimistic about. Pain is what creates my music. I'm useless when I'm happy. So pain is what my motivator. Frustration, anger, confusion, loneliness. So I think with what you're talking about, with the world being chaotic, which it is, all this chaos is what's bringing us all together, bringing the three of us into one room. Thank you.
the town, tried hard to settle down. For every job, so many men, so many men no one needs.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not the only one.
Thank you. song to let me go. And that's just what it is.